Health Minister Dorothy Shepherd says one of the things she heard in last night's healthcare consultation was that people in Sackville sure are proud of their hospital and want to keep it.
I think we heard from a community that that's really proud of their hospital, and they obviously want everything to stay the same. But I think in the end, we've had really good comments at the end, and understanding that that my desire is to create a network of excellence, and I think that I think they heard that, and I think that they're very proud of their hospital.
Many of the comments that were reported back from breakout sessions in the massive Zoom call touched on the hospital and its importance in the community, whether it be in providing chronic care services, lab services, or access to an emergency room. At its peak, 176 people joined in the Zoom call. Shepherd told reporters afterwards that she didn't think an in-person event would have drawn as much participation. She said she was pleased with the turnout and the input from participants. The online format meant people could drop in for a short period during the session. However, many complained online that they had issues getting into the call, and there were technical issues within the format, which split people into small discussion groups and then reunited them to report back. Organizers said that over 250 people had registered for the session. One participant noted they had heard from people who didn't get to register before the unexpected cutoff time of 4:30 p.m. on March 3rd. Last night's session was the first of 15 as part of a virtual tour announced for March and April. Organizers said that anyone who missed the Sackville session could attend another in the series, and also that feedback is being collected by mail and email. Shepherd also said that people could communicate their feedback to their MLAs. After hearing introductory remarks from Premier Blaine Higgs and Shepherd, as well as a presentation from New Brunswick Health Council CEO Stéphane Robichaud, participants split into 20 groups to answer questions on their community's challenges, solutions, and priorities with healthcare. Dorothy Shepherd dropped in to various groups throughout the night. Facilitators then summarized group discussions, hitting on certain themes repeatedly. Besides the desire to keep the hospital services intact, transportation and access to primary healthcare providers were mentioned in most groups. People also mentioned the lack of access to alternative care providers, be it nurse practitioners or midwives and doulas in maternity care. People gave suggestions for improving doctor recruitment, while some called for the creation of a multidisciplinary or community care center where doctors could work collaboratively with other practitioners. Several people mentioned the need for an on-call emergency mental health service, even if offered virtually throughout the province. Students were also mentioned as having particular needs since they typically have no family doctor in town. Another issue specific to Sackville is the cross-border nature of the care that many people seek out and use. After the session, Dorothy Shepherd told reporters that the Sackville Hospital was not under threat.
Well, you can't have an emergency room without a hospital, and we've committed to keeping emergency rooms, so I think that means we've committed to keeping the hospital.
She repeated her comments from earlier, saying every hospital can be maximized to establish a network of excellence in the province.
When you look at the whole network of our hospitals throughout the province, there is some underutilization, there is some overcrowding. There's things that need to be addressed. And I believe we need to look at every single hospital in our province and maximize the opportunities we have there. And what that looks like right now, I'm not sure, but I think I want every one of them to have comfort in knowing that their hospitals are there and we're going to use them to their fullest potential.
Though the province's discussion paper on healthcare painted a grim picture of changing demographics and projected growth in healthcare costs, Shepherd shied away from indicating service cuts would follow, indicating solutions might not always mean more centralization.
It's really important to not underestimate that we can have a network of excellence. And so when we have certain initiatives that have to be centralized, like the surgery for the hip and knee that we did in St. Joseph's, we can do that very effectively. And we can also say that maybe there's a service that could be done in a more rural hospital or a hospital outside of a large urban area that people could travel for. So I think it's about maximizing every opportunity that we have in every single facility.
Shepherd acknowledged the oft-repeated concerns about how poor transportation impacts healthcare.
My colleagues and I have had a very robust conversation about transportation in this province. And even as an MLA for 10 years, I have a bit of frustration that there's never been a government that's really tackled a transportation strategy in this province. And so I don't know what it looks like, but I know that it can have a profound effect on poverty, on the ability to access healthcare, health treatment, health testing. It can affect looking for jobs and employment. It can affect getting to post-secondary education. So transportation is pivotal to our province's future.
Shepherd also said she was interested in looking at primary care as being more than a family physician, including others such as nurse practitioners and pharmacists. Shepherd stressed that what she was undertaking was a healthcare review and not necessarily healthcare reform. She said she is working on a 5-year health plan to be delivered to the regional health authorities and repeated that she did not want to predict what she would hear from the rest of the consultation sessions.
I have no predicted outcome to these conversations. These are to help us prepare a healthcare plan to table with the REJs and then to monitor it and make sure that we're getting the deliverables we're asking for. And so I think that we must continue to ensure that we're providing the community with what they need. And that's why having the conversation about their priorities and understanding what their community needs are so important.
That was Health Minister Dorothy Shepherd speaking with reporters after last night's inaugural consultation session on healthcare in New Brunswick. That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Friday, March 5th. As always, for story ideas, tips, or feedback, contact us at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.